Time now for our baseball insider. Joining us, Andy Carbone. And, Andy, we're talking Red Sox right now for sure. And the biggest story, and I do mean big, the big story is Pablo Sandoval reporting to spring training with a lot of Pablo Sandoval, I guess. What's your take on all of this?
Well, the panda looks nice and cozy underneath that shirt. He certainly has a little extra, but to me, he looks like he did last year. I don't see any major difference. Maybe he added 5 to 10 pounds, but, you know, same body type as he was, and same body type he had when he won 3 World Series in San Francisco. I mean, this guy's not going to come in, looking like Ted Williams when he was a rookie, a toothpick. It is what it is. They knew what they were getting when they signed this guy. It's no mystery that he plays at a heavy weight. And, you know, you get the Red Sox saying they told him to lose weight. He was saying yesterday in his press conference, I never said it. Well, you know, he said, she said, stuff going on. But, you know, if Pablo's Pablo. You bought the goods. You knew what it was on the shelf when you bought it. This guy's nothing more. That guy's hit 260 to 280, 15 home runs max. He might drive in 80. And, you know, average defense. And you hope that you get into the playoffs because he has a tremendous postseason stat line. That's what they're paying for, is if they ever get to the playoffs, that he all of a sudden turns into a player that's, you know, above and beyond what he does during the regular season.
Right. So it will never be Sandoval the splinter. That's not going to happen.
Absolutely not. Nope. He's enjoying his enchiladas and his tacos, and that's it.
Oh, man, Andy. And Dave Dombrowski, the general manager, basically was saying today, I believe it was, that, hey, we just don't expect him to come in svelte. And there's another word you don't really hear around him too much. But maybe we're making too much out of this. But it did seem like he copped a little attitude when I saw the interview over the weekend with him. So we'll see. All right, let's move on to another.
Yeah, we'll see.
Let's move on to Hanley Ramirez. The update?
Well, the update, he had the weekend off. He got to take the weekend off. And he should probably be on the backfield there working on playing a position he's never played before. But he needed time off to do God knows what. He's had the whole off-season off, but shows up to camp for his baseman's glove. He's got a used glove from Mike Napoli that was left behind. This is going to be another train wreck, plain and simple. He thought him running around left field was comical last year. This is going to be even worse. He's going to forget to go cover first base when there's a guy on base for pickoffs. He's not going to be able to throw the ball in bunt plays. He's going to range too far to his right and get Pedroia's way. It's just going to be a mess. I don't see this is not going to last too long. The phantom injury with Hanley will prop up probably 2 weeks into the season. He'll also have a full ribcage muscle or something, and he'll be sitting down for a while. I can't see this being a positive by any way, shape, or form.
You know, Andy, we've talked about two players. I already have a headache here. We haven't – now, John Farrell came back in the last week. He's back as manager, and there's some buzz, you know, people, you know, he's got a lot of headaches and stuff to work out here. And when you look at his record, Andy, you and I talked about this the other day, what is it? This is his fifth season with the Sox or fourth?
It'll be his fourth.
Fourth, okay. But he has two last place finishes, correct, in his three seasons. Is that?
Yeah, he had his world championship and then two trips to the cellar.
So I don't know what's going to happen here. But on a positive note, David Price has to be a positive note coming into camp the way that he's come into camp.
Yeah, so far he has. He's saying all the right things, talking to the media with no problems. He's being very cordial with the fans. He's staying late, signing autographs, introduced himself to all the players, wants to be involved. So far, so good. I mean, there was an article written in the Globe, I think it was Sunday, about how Eduardo Rodriguez is really looking forward to work with him. Price has already talked to him, so you think that's going to rub off nicely on the young left-hander to learn from David Price. So, no negatives there. I mean,
And I'm also
seeing a pitch, and hopefully he's going to come at advertising.
Yeah, you broke up just for a moment there, but we got you back. I think we're fine. And their closer, Craig Kimbrell, he's an established closer, and that'll be a strength for the team as well, right?
Oh, no question about it. He comes in with a very good pedigree. He's 4 years in the league now, and he has a K-9 rate around 14, maybe closer to 15. He's been an all-star, I think, 3 out of his 4 seasons. So, should be a dominant closer coming in. It should, lengthen the bullpen for you, gives you a little more depth. It'll be interesting to see how Koji comes back from the wrist injury. But if something ever happened to Kimbrel, you still have Koji around to close games. I think the dark horse in the bullpen this year is going to be Carson Smith, who they make a trade for Seattle. He's a hard-throwing writer, and he put up a nice number here, filling as a closer for a while for Seattle. Did a nice job. So bullpen could be a strong strength.
Andy, I got one more thing on the Red Sox, and that would be the injury update. What are you hearing as far as injuries on the team?
So far, so good. Not hearing really any major issues. The only thing that's kind of popped up has been the rehabbing progress of Christian Vasquez behind the plate, coming back from Tommy John surgery. He seems to be saying he's ready and raring to go, throwing the ball to the bases, and you know he wants to get in there and he wants to be with the team come opening day. Really talk to the Red Sox, I think he's going to be heading down to Pawtucket to get some at bats and get back once the groove. But he clearly wants to fight for playing time and being on the major league roster to start the season. So just keep an eye on him, I think, is starting things off, see how he's progressing.
Gotcha. And last question, going beyond the Red Sox here, looking at signings. Now, we were talking before we started this that there are a number of established major leaguers that have not signed with teams yet. Tell us that story.
There are. One got signed over the weekend, pitcher Giovanni Gallardo for Baltimore, signed a 3-year, $35 million contract. He's one of these free agents that come, if you do sign him, you have to give up a number one draft pick. He was offered a contract by his original team. He could have stayed with the team he was with, Texas, for a qualifying offer. I think it's around $15.5 million. He declined it, so he wanted to test the waters. So if someone does want to pick him up, the team that does has to give up their first-round draft pick. A lot of some of these to kind of hang around a lot longer than they would during an off-season. Two other players still out there now without jobs. Of note, Dexter Fowler, center fielder last year for the Cubs, and shortstop Ian Desmond, who was with Washington last year. Desmond's a 2020 player, 20 home runs, stolen bases, and Fowler put up similar numbers, both very adequate defensive players. These guys are established. They've been in the league now 3, 4, 5 years. But they don't have work right now, and that's a little alarming. Someone could get one of these players really on the cheap to add to their roster to start the season, but they're talking the new collective bargaining agreement that's going to, they'll start talking about that during the season this year, that first-round draft pick compensation for a free agent. They're going to try to work that out a little bit so the situation doesn't happen to players going forward, kind of be hanging out the dry when the spring training gets underway.
Gotcha. All right, Andy, good talking with you, and we'll check back again very soon as the everyone's in camp starting on Tuesday. So, all right, again, thanks for joining us.
Sounds great, Bill. Anytime.
Andy Carboni, our baseball insider here on MSONewsSports.com.